Shortly after the election of Pope Benedict XVI, I saw a wonderful bumper sticker, and it said, had a picture of Pope Benedict and said, "I love my German Shepherd." I thought that was so cute. Now today is Good Shepherd Sunday. It's always the fourth Sunday of Easter, because the prayers and the readings always have to do with Christ, the Good Shepherd. The image of the Good Shepherd is one of the oldest images of Christ that we have in the Catholic Church. In fact, it was found in the catacombs in perhaps the 200s or 300s in Rome. You can see this amazing image of Christ the Good Shepherd. It's one of the most ancient images of Christ that we have. In today's Gospel, he tells us, "I am the Good Shepherd," because a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And isn't it amazing to think about God loved us so much that he sent his Son into this world, the incarnate Son of God, truly man, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to die for us, to die for each one of us individually. That's how much God loves us. You can look at the crucifix and you see what you're worth, that you are worth the very blood of God. That was the price tag for our salvation, that Christ came into this world to redeem the world, to pay the price for our sins, to open the gates of heaven. So when you look at that crucifix, you see the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep, for each one of us. Imagine God becoming man and then be willing to sacrifice himself to give his life for our salvation. Bishop Sheen said that for God to become man was to lower himself infinitely. For example, if we were, let's say, to want to save the race of dogs or the species of dogs, would we be willing to become a dog to save all dogs? Imagine, we would not want to do that, I'm sure. But God lowered himself far more than that. God, the Infinite One, became man to die for us, to die for our salvation. So he describes himself as the Good Shepherd. And he says the Good Shepherd, when he sees the wolf coming, does not run away, so that the wolf cannot catch or scatter the sheep. He says the bad shepherds, they work for pay. They have no concern for the sheep because the sheep are not his own, whereas we are God's own. So Christ, the Good Shepherd, is willing to sacrifice himself, even to lay down his life for us. Jesus says, "I know my sheep and mine know me. My sheep hear my voice and follow me." Isn't it amazing to think that Jesus knows each one of us by name? We're not some big flock. We are individuals in the eyes of Christ. He knows each one of us personally. He died for each one of us individually and personally. He knows our deepest soul. He knows our innermost being. He knows us by name. And then he says, "I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold." Who's he talking about? Well, probably about the Gentiles that would follow Christ. As you know, God's flock in the Old Testament, the Jewish people, the chosen people, they were God's flock, God's sheep. And Jesus died for each one of them as well. He died for the chosen people, the Jewish people, as well as for the Gentiles. So Christ died for each and every person to merit their salvation. He says, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These I must lead also. They will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." It's something for us always to remember that Christ only established one church. There's only one flock that Christ established. And that was the Catholic faith, established by Jesus 2,000 years ago upon Peter, the first pope, and upon the apostles. One flock, one shepherd. So today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are reminded that Christ is a good shepherd, but after he ascended to heaven, he did not leave us orphans. He gave us a chief shepherd, a visible shepherd, which we call the Holy Father or the Pope. St. Peter was the first one. Pope Benedict, the 265th successor of St. Peter. So Christ says, there will be one flock and one shepherd. That visible shepherd that the Lord has left us is the Holy Father, the Pope. And so today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we should pray for Holy Father Pope Benedict and pray for all those who help in the shepherding of God's flock. If you notice that the Pope always carries the crozier, the bishop's staff, the Pope's staff, which actually is a shepherd's staff, to show that he is the chief shepherd that Jesus has left visibly to lead and to guide the church. And when we are obedient to the teachings of the Holy Father, we're obedient to the teachings of Christ. Jesus said, "He who hears you, hears me." So we should pray for Holy Father. We should also pray for all of our bishops. Bishops, of course, are the pastors of their dioceses. Bishop Liverdi has 400,000 Catholics to shepherd in our diocese. And then he also has the obligation and responsibility to spread the gospel, to spread the faith to all those living within the diocese. And then a pastor, you should pray for us as pastors and priests, that we too will be shepherds of the flock. And you have to help us by praying for us and by going out after the lost sheep. To go out after your neighbors and your friends and your co-workers, and your job is to help shepherd them into the church. You help to bring them back to God's flock. And it's our job as priests to, God willing, welcome them back and to hear their confessions and reconcile them in the church, to baptize the babies, to do their marriages, to help shepherd the flock. That's why we're called pastors, because that's our job, to pastor the flock entrusted to our care. So I encourage you today to always love that image of Christ the Good Shepherd. You know, Maria Montessori, one of the great Catholic educators of the last century, said that the first image of Jesus that we should teach the children is Jesus the Good Shepherd. What a beautiful image that is, to teach the children about Christ and Jesus' love for them, how he goes out after the lost sheep. So today we honor Christ, our Good Shepherd. We thank him for the gift of the papacy, which is the visible shepherd that God has left the Catholic Church. And pray for him, and pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life on this day, the World Day for Vocations. And again, please pray for us as priests and pastors that we too will try our best to be good shepherds of the flock entrusted to our care. We cannot do it without your prayers, without your support. So let us pray that we may be faithful in listening to the voice of Christ, listening to the voice of the Holy Father, being faithful and obedient members of God's flock. And if we do this, then we'll be led safely home to heaven. God bless you.